Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 48. In this episode, I'll review the medications used to support the treatment of shock from 12 different etiologies. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode48. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free community with other pharmacists from around the world collaborating with each other using real-time messaging to help better care for patients. I invite you to join me and the many other Pharmacy Nation members there. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. During the treatment of shock, the patient's life hangs in the balance while the care team quickly delivers interventions to identify and treat the underlying cause. Many of these interventions require medications to facilitate treatment. I see the pharmacist's role in the treatment of shock as setting the table by having the necessary medications immediately available so the rest of the team can deliver supportive care or other interventions to the patient. Typical features for shock include altered mental status, tachycardia, hypotension, oliguria, cool, clammy skin, and metabolic acidosis. Airway, breathing, and circulation need to be addressed immediately. Obtain medications to facilitate endotracheal intubation, IV fluids, and vasopressors to maintain circulation. You might not have a central line at first, but this is not a reason to delay the administration of vasopressors. Any IV port in a storm. Here are 12 types of shock and the medications you'll need at the bedside for treatment. Anaphylactic shock occurs from an IgE-mediated allergic reaction to food, insect sting, or medication. I covered the pharmacologic treatments for anaphylaxis at pharmacyjoe.com/episode46. The only drug that matters is epinephrine. It should be given IM 0.3 to 0.5 milligrams into the mid-outer thigh. If needed, this dose may be repeated every 5 to 15 minutes. A tension pneumothorax is a buildup of air in the pleural space which obstructs venous return to the heart. Tension pneumothorax may occur after trauma, procedures, or mechanical ventilation. Treatment involves needle, thoracostomy, or the emergent placement of a chest tube to relieve the buildup of air. If the patient is awake and time allows, obtain 1% lidocaine for infiltration and local anesthesia. Pericardial tamponade is caused by blood or fluid building up in the space between the myocardium and the pericardial sac. Treatment involves emergent pericardiocentesis to drain the fluid. Sedation is rarely required. Obtain 1% lidocaine to anesthetize the puncture site and the pericardium. Hemorrhagic shock may be traumatic or non-traumatic. Blood products and supportive care are the mainstays of treatment. Based on the history of present illness, reversal agents such as tranexamic acid, idarucizumab, and four-factor prothrombin complex concentrate may be called for. These agents reverse coagulopathies immediately, but don't lose sight of aggressive supportive care, as hemostasis still takes several hours to achieve. Additional therapies to correct metabolic derangements and promote hemostasis include sodium bicarbonate and clotting factor 4, also known as calcium. cardiovert shock from life-threatening tachyarrhythmias. For synchronized cardioversion in a shocked patient with a tachyarrhythmia, use the minimum amount of sedation necessary. I prefer etomidate, and if I can get away with a dose as low as 0.1 milligrams per kilo IV, that's what I'll try. But low doses of midazolam may also be used. If the tachyarrhythmia is regular and narrow complex, I'll bring adenosine into the room as well. For life-threatening bradyarrhythmia, atropine will be the first treatment at a dose of 0.5 milligrams IV every 3 minutes to a max of 3 milligrams. If this fails, transcutaneous pacing may be used. If the patient is awake, they will require sedation. I prefer the minimum dose necessary of IV benzodiazepines in this case. Take your pick which one. IV infusions of dopamine at 2 to 10 mics per kilo per minute or epinephrine at 2 to 10 mics per minute may also be called for. I cover the treatment for septic shock at pharmacyjoe.com/episode42. Be prepared to obtain IV fluids, antibiotics, and vasopressors. Patients with cardiogenic shock from myocardial infarction need to get to the cardiac catheterization lab, obtain morphine, and the antiplatelets and anticoagulants used in your local protocol. Cardiogenic shock from acute aortic or mitral valve insufficiency is a surgical emergency. Medical therapy might include nitroprusside and dobutamine. Dissection of the ascending aorta is another surgical emergency. Obtain IV morphine for pain relief. Hemodynamic parameters must be lowered to minimize aortic wall stress. Obtain IV labetalol or esmolol to reduce the heart rate to less than 60 beats per minute and systolic blood pressure to 100 to 120 millimeters of mercury. If the blood pressure is not at goal, nitroprusside should be added on. For severe pulmonary embolism, provided there are no contraindications, IV thrombolytics should be used. I covered the three ways to administer IV thrombolytics in severe pulmonary embolism by infusion, IV bolus, or catheter-directed therapy at pharmacyjoe.com/episode17. Patients with shock and a history of glucocorticoid deficiency or withdrawal may have adrenal crisis. Obtain 4 milligrams of IV dexamethasone. Ensure that appropriate lab tests like cortisol, ACTH, aldosterone, and chemistries have been drawn before giving the dexamethasone. My course on how to start a medical podcast has been selected by Udemy for a New Year's promotion. The course will be available at 90% off until midnight, January 11th, 2016, by going to howtostartamedicalpodcast.com. Listeners can support the show by shopping through my Amazon link at the bottom of pharmacyjoe.com or by purchasing something they find useful from my resource page at pharmacyjoe.com/resources. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.